Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Thursday, the 15th of October. Okay, I got the day right. I just missed it. It's afternoon by 20 minutes, that's all. How are we? All good? I forgot to comment the other day. I did my old Michael Jackson rendition of Villa, and on my Twitter I noticed the old Blue Noses and the Villa fans having a little bit of a set too. They do not like each other, do they? The old Blue Noses and Villa. I know Soccer Stato Steve, he's a Villa fan, and if you mention Birmingham City round him, it's like the Incredible Hulk's entered the room. When that Birmingham fan ran on and whacked Grealish, he was on about that here. So yeah, the old Blue Noses and Villa fans, you need to relax, it's a game, enjoy. You see, you don't see me running after Arsenal fans, do you? You just know you're better than them and you move on. Yeah, did entertain me, you boys. All got at it. Right, today I've got some horses in a minute. And it's actually a prime example of what I'm going to talk about, because I'm going to talk about the Telegram setup for November, which I know is going to upset people, or some people who have that sense of entitlement. Why am I not involved? But up yours, basically. I share, obviously, bets via the bet slip. I then occasionally tweet some. I have people on WhatsApp. What I want to try and do is get it all into one place. The first thing I'm going to stress is the bet slip will remain unchanged. I will still be doing tips on here. I will still be doing Friday football. I'll be doing the NFL, this, that, and the other. It will not affect how the bet slip goes forward. You know, we're adding things to that, and I'm trying to get it into a more of a daily routine. So stats on a Wednesday, footy preview Friday, NFL, and in the Sundays and other sports when NFL's finished, mindset on Mondays. So I'm trying to get into that. But if there's tips that I genuinely feel need to go out, then they will go out. The problem with, obviously, the bet slip, and today is a prime example, had I done it earlier, if I'd done the bet slip, and I tend to have to fit it into my day when it suits. I've got some horses at Carlisle, which I've only just got. If I'd done the podcast at 11 o'clock, then they wouldn't have come out. I have football trades at half time that, obviously, I've done the bet slip. They can't go on there. So I just want to get a group going. As I've stressed, it will be a trial in November to try and share more info with you. I don't mind if people join it and just follow it. I'm not encouraging anybody to come in and dive in straight away. But I want to get some order to it, and I want to know every single person in it. And that's basically my gold standard. I'm not having this anonymous bollocks, and I'm not having it shared. I'm not having it where people, when I do a tip on the bet slip, it ends up some other service talking about it and fucking slagging me off. I'm just not putting up with all that shit. I've had enough of it. It grinds you down day in, day out, and just, I don't care what these people think. I fucking get sick of hearing about it. That's all. People telling me, have you seen this? Have you seen what Gurdeep's written? Have you seen what such and such is doing? Have you seen this? There. So I want to literally get a sort of FTS exclusive that I know's in there. I can manage it. We can then, you know, I've got some automation with Lee Cow, some of this stuff. We can move forward with that. But initially is to get the group set up and get a structure for it to work on from November the 1st onwards. So there is a bit of Kim Jong-un about this in how I'm going to do it. So I've put a blog post on the website at the moment. So if you go to the website, ftsincome.co.uk, and click blog, there is a post there, FTS Telegram Trading, which basically details what I'm doing. So basically just says I'm trying to get everything into one group. If you're in the football trading group of 2019, don't worry, that's continuing. Nothing is that's not affecting any setup. It doesn't affect Ultimate. It doesn't affect anybody who's had one-to-one there. This is just something completely different that enables me just to operate a bit better day-to-day. So this new group, it is for trades in addition to trades that I can't confirm in the morning. I'm going to put Chrissy's bet of the day there, which has been going on Twitter. I'm going to move that off Twitter, and it will go into this group. And it will cover other sports such as golf, horses, rugby bits I may have, late info that I get that, you know, I don't share really. I share a lot more stuff that I don't normally share. Keep it all in one place. Remove the vitriol that comes when losing and interference, as I say, from other people. Just looking to constantly moan and undermine stuff. So I sort of say on this page that 18 months I've recorded a podcast every day. If you're not listening, I know you are because you wouldn't be listening to this now, but the sort of stuff I do on there and moving it over. And as I say, it really will be stuff that I can't include on the bet slip for time. Stress it is a trial. Initial numbers will be limited so I can get it working, and I will, you know, I'll contact some people and get some feedback then. Is this format good? Messages in time, do they have enough detail? By obviously limiting the numbers initially, I know I'm going to piss some people off, but it is what it is. I want to get it going, see if it's got legs, and I want to know exactly who has access. If it does go well, I will then widen it out to more people. It's not to exclude people. The sole purpose is to enable people to profit, learn, benefit going forward. And if it doesn't achieve that, then it's a total waste of everybody's time. So I just want to get it going first. And then it may be going into 2021. That there would be a small charge, and by that I mean obviously Chrissy's stuff needs processing. We're going to look at the API and whether we can use that, keeping result sheets for people, which I'm not going to do in November, but if we get make a success of it, then that will be something that we'll put, get results kept and stuff like that. I'm literally talking it will never be more than a couple of quid a week. I'm not looking to hook people in and then say, oh, it's 40 quid a month or whatever. It literally would be a couple of quid a week to cover any costs that we need if we need to get things built or use people to do stuff. So, and these are just thoughts at the minute, nothing else. I'm not making any promises. I'm not saying there definitely will be a charge. It may be something that I can do free forevermore. It's just let's get it going and see where it leads. Initially, there will be two Telegram rooms, one which will be me only, where I will post the info, and then I will set up a general chat room, which won't be moderated, you know, unless, of course, somebody's being completely out of line, and then I'll just kick them out. But you can then, amongst yourselves, people involved can use it to discuss ways to stake it. You know, when some of the half-time trades, people may want to wait to enter a bit later, whatever, you can discuss all that and you know, help each other. So to take part, it's all on that page, and there's some five rules really that any bet you make based on any of the info is up to you, and it should only bet if it's part of your plan. I'm not guaranteeing you set levels of profit, and I'm no problem people joining and observing. Number two, no one will be taking part anonymously. That's just the way it is. I'm done with it, with people on Twitter hiding behind handles and direct messaging me, direct messaging FTS members having a pop. I understand that for different reasons people wish to stay anonymous. That's absolutely fine, but you not for this, I'm afraid. So I will only be taking people who email me in a genuine full name. I'm not going to disclose your name. You're welcome then to go into the Telegram room using a different handle, as long as I know who you are. So if you want to call yourself, come up, COYS, come on you Spurs, in the Telegram group, you can, as long as I can know who that handle relates to my end. You understand that messages and advice can come at any time of day and with short notice. So, you know, I don't want, oh, I missed that one. It is what it is. I'm going to post bets, trades, horses, golf, whatever, as and when the value is there for me. So I will only be doing it literally, you know, could be 8 messages a day, could be 2, don't know, on any particular day. And you obviously understand that. I'm not getting into, oh, why didn't I know that you were going to have that horse bit? I was at work, I was in the cinema. Well, it wouldn't be in the cinema now, they're all closed, aren't they? But you know what I'm saying. Number four, people who have supported FTS will be given priority in this initial trial. Ultimate members, RTS Racing members, trading group one-to-one, just because they're more likely to be people that I know and have got some form of relationship with, and understand a bit more about what I'm about. So, you know, that's fine. And number five, anyone found forward in sharing the info, and we do have some methods in place for this, will be removed from FTS completely, and I mean completely, full on. It is another thing I'm absolutely sick to death of. You put a load of work in and people just think they can take the piss, so it will simply, you will be out, gone. So bear that in mind if that's your nature. So if you are still interested, then the page is on the website ftsincome.co.uk. Go to the blog. You will need to send, I've set up a special Gmail account just for this, where you can email me your full name, your username, your Telegram username, any FTS memberships if applicable, and a brief paragraph as to why you wish to be involved. Don't need any grovelling or arse kissing. I just want to include people who use it and benefit most. You don't have to say, oh, I love you, Ian. I know you all do. But just, you know, just so I've got a bit of a background of people who I let in initially. So full name, FTS username, Telegram username. For those of you who haven't used Telegram, it's just an app. You download it on any device, Android, iOS, computers. It's just another messaging platform, really. But it's pretty good. And I will then only be emailing back originally for this first month for November the people who I take. So I will literally be sending you an email with links to the two Telegram channels. If you don't get an email, it means you won't be involved in November. It doesn't mean you will never be involved. I'll keep your email, may invite you in at a later date if it all goes well. But I will not be getting into email exchanges with people about why they didn't get in or why it didn't, you know. It will be different reasons for different people, and some it will just be we've got enough and that's it, and there'll be others who I think, well, I'm sorry, I know your history, I don't want you in there, plain and simple. But I'm not getting into that, and if you throw your toys out the pram as a result of missing out, then so be it. It says more about you than it does me, and you won't get in at all then. I want this to work, not become another whining shitfest of whining bollocks. And the plan is to allow all decent, you know, FTS members, BetSlip listeners, you know, people who treat me right, do things properly for themselves, are looking to make a go of this to join. I think it will be good. I do think it will be successful. I know that some of the info I share, which I've never shared before, and I've never shared it through time. You know, it's difficult, you know, even with a trading group. If I get a late trade and I haven't given them, I can't send it then because some people may be unable to put it on. So it means their results are distorted, where this, you know, you will accept that there may be times you can't get on. But you'll see how it fits around you once we've got it for a month. So I want it to work for everybody. But as I say, this November, it will literally be just to try and get things going and get a structure to it. Find out the pros and cons, the bits that perhaps I've got, you know, message content and things that I may need to expand or add more detail, whatever. So all that is on the ftsincome.co.uk website. You need to go to the website, go to the blog, and it is the blog post FTS Telegram Trading. There's a little bit of effort involved to be involved, that's simple as that. And obviously if you can't be bothered to drop a quick email in, then you can't bother you that too much. You know, it's not something that's easy, but it'll literally take you 5-10 minutes to send me an email. And obviously then I'll have a guide on numbers. We'll see who's what. I will get people registered for November, and we'll off we go November the 1st. That's it. Yes, that's all we've got. So FTS Income, I mean, if you want to email me, it's ftstelegram@gmail.com. If you understood what I've said there and you know you want to be involved, but I do advise everybody just pops to the website and has a quick look, ftsincome.co.uk, top menu, go to blog, and there's a post there, FTS Telegram Trading. I will email it out to some people as well, because I know some don't listen to this. And horses. We've got horses. Nothing football wise. I'm going to upload Ultimate Members. I'm going to upload the databases literally as I finish this podcast, so you'll have them. We had a couple of winners on the pod horses yesterday. Mr. Scrumpy and Al Mufti were the winners. Wasn't the greatest day for horses shortening, I have to say. The blind backing ended up win only at 0.82 points profit after commission. So not a disaster, but lot of seconds and thirds, unfortunately. Couldn't get any over the line, or couldn't get more over the line. There is only one today, and it is at Lingfield 525. It is Nargis. Lingfield 525, Nargis. That is the pod horses. As I say, then, I've had some late info from the boys for, I think it's Carlisle, so let me just get that message up. I have. Right, Carlisle, I have got... Oh, hang on, I've got Carlisle, Wink. I've got loads here. Carlisle and Wincanton. So I'm just going to run you through this quickly. Carlisle, the 12.50, if I get this pod on time, the 12.50 Phlegmatic. Small win and place. And... Who Shot the Sheriff, also as a little small cover. Who Shot the Sheriff on the 12.50. Nothing in the 1.20. 1.52. Flower of Scotland, small win and place. Flower of Scotland. 2.26. 2.26. Pop Rockstar, small win and place. And 4.11, the favourite No Risk Disfloss, and also Warrior's Story. So one of those you might want to back Warrior's Story, win and place, and cover on the favourite No Risk Disfloss. You may want to Dutch them, you may want to have a point on each, whatever you want to do. And then at Wincanton, in the 2.10, again, obviously all these are at your own peril. Deer Hunter is overpriced. Deer Hunter should be shorter than 3.95, should be somewhere around about 9 to 4. So Deer Hunter, 2.10, 3.55. I'm just getting Betfair's and markets up as I talk to you. The outsider, Thahab Ifraj. Win and place, rank outsider, Thahab Ifraj. Obviously the danger is the favourite and a leap, so perhaps a cover on and a leap in the 3.55. 4.30, Captain Tommy, good chance. Captain Tommy, the favourite in the 4.30. And 5.35, Callin de Brise and Huriston Point. Callin de Brise and Huriston Point. Perhaps Dutch nose or small win and place, each of them. So that is it. That's a that's the horses, as I say. So going forward in future, they wouldn't be on the bet slip if I'd done it earlier, but I would be able to put those on Telegram. For people. So Narges is the official pod horse, and then those ones there as a run through if anybody is interested, and at your own peril. I'm off and I will be back with you tomorrow in the morning is a good example. I've got to get it done tomorrow. I've got a busy day with things to do, obviously with football starting back up, so that I'm going to try and do the podcast earlier in the morning. Try and do it about 10 o'clock, get the horses out and the Premier League and any other football preview tomorrow morning. Enjoy your Thursday, and I'll be back with you all tomorrow morning.